So Kelly and I have talked about this. You know, we both lost people who we were very close with. For Kelly, was a close friend, and for me, it was my partner, Kyle, my former partner, who passed away a little more than 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And you know, I've been thinking about him a lot because of the move and the new house, and just, you know, I'm dying to know, like, what would he say about this? Like, wait a minute, what is your life?
I know.
Like, what? So I die, and then you do, you have there are kids in the house?
Right.
You move to the suburbs?
I know.
You have a lawn?
It's a big change.
What? You know, who is this guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been thinking about him a lot, and I thought about something that you and I talked about. After losing someone, everyone tries to give you comfort, and oftentimes that means they take what they believe about death or about what that means,
yeah,
and kind of put it on you. And it's their way of trying to make you feel better.
Yes.
But sometimes it comes across as kind of silly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, it does.
So like the birds, right?
Uh-huh.
How it was, someone told you your friend is going to be a bird?
A quarter. A quarter and a feather.
And they said, oh, that's her.
Right. When you see a quarter, that's Laura, or a feather, that's Laura.
And so either or.
And so when you lose them so unexpectedly, you're sort of looking for a sign.
Right.
But me looking, look, she passed away years and years and years ago. But at the time I was like, oh my God, there she is. If I saw like a quarter, I'd be like, oh my God, you're at a laundromat. Of course you're going to see quarters.
I was going to say, did this person own an arcade or like a laundromat? Or they're just trying to drum up some business.
Right. Exactly.
Come on in and visit with all the Lauras. You know, but I tell you what, I don't believe that either. But someone said to me, if you see a red cardinal in the woods today, that's Kyle. And I was like, OK, you know, and for some people, they believe that and it gives them peace and,
yeah,
and whatever. And so I'm not judging it, but it's just not my thing, you
no.
know.
Yeah.
So when I hear that, I'm kind of like, OK. So sure enough, I'm walking the dog the other day and I see a cardinal and all of a sudden I get teary eyed and I'm like, what the hell?
Aww.
I don't even think that's the thing, you know.
I know.
But sometimes oh my God, I forgot to mention this. So my partner, Tim, one of the first conversations that I had with him on FaceTime, so we met on like Sunday, we swiped on Tinder on Sunday, chatted by text on Monday, and it was Monday or Tuesday that we were on FaceTime, and yeah, then he moved in Friday.
You were pregnant. Then you were pregnant like a week later.
That's really not that far off. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're on FaceTime, and in the first conversation, I said, oh, so, you know, by the way, you know, I lost my partner, and even though it had been, you know, more than a year at this point, it was a huge part of my life, you know, I hadn't told him right away, but I had to tell him, you know, kind of soon.
Yeah.
And it was one of the first things that made me fall in love with him was when he said, I was talking about how I still had a close relationship with Kyle's family, and that was really important to me. And he said, no, I don't think that makes it harder for you to be dated. I think that makes you more appealing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that was exactly the right thing to say, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we close on the house. We go our separate ways. I'm going to pick up some wine. He was going to go this way. And I got to the house first. This is on Thursday when we closed. And he walks up the driveway carrying an orchid.
Mm-hmm.
Which was like Kyle's flower. Oh my God, I lost it.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
Here we are in this great new chapter, and he had the perfect way to like pay tribute.
Yeah,
to,
so thoughtful
to Kyle.
So thoughtful.
Yeah, it was really, really sweet. That's what
I was wondering
it.
Who that orchid was from.
Yeah,
and then I was like, God, I should have did that.
But it was snooping through the windows. You already know that.
No, he posted
saw the orchid.
Mrs.
Kelly.
When I was outside,
give him some space. Let him settle first.
Yeah. I wondered what that lurking shadow was when I left this morning.
Are you all right?
I could just see. I'm like trying to hang the TV. I'm like, oh my God, she's in the window.
You're like, oh my God, you don't have TV yet. Hurry up.
Did Tim send you that picture, by the way? I walk
oh
in this
God,
morning and Kelly's
picture.
Like, those calves. And I was like, what? What are you talking about?
It's like
he sent it like, it was like 10 o'clock at night last night.
He sent it to you too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sent it to both of us.
I didn't comment because I would have commented at like 2 in the morning when I woke up.
And I didn't comment because the same.
He sent it to both of you and not on a thread that I'm in?
No, just me and Todd.
He just
and I didn't get it until
later. What other pictures has he sent? Now I'm like, wait a minute.
And again, can I just say, it looks like your calves are pregnant. Like, wow.
He's got calf implants.
Oh my
beautiful.
God. Like, I've never seen your calves.
Yeah.
And first of all, I was like enamored that it took so long to have a TV. But I don't look at, I don't check you out. I don't like look at your,
bowl.
Well, if I'm checking you out,
that's
and those short shorts, I ain't looking at your calves
your
there, daddy.
Oh boy.
Let's just say you're not leading with your calves.
I was up on my toes, so my calves were like, you know, so let's not get crazy.
You want me to get up on my toes? You're not going to see anything.
Okay, you were posing.
I was not posing. Right. I didn't know there was a photo taken until Kelly goes, nice calves.
He was flexing. He was flexing. He just walks around his tippy toes, and he's like, what? Why is everyone staring?
I'm actually going to buy ballet shoes, so I always have to flex my calves. Yeah.
Wow, good calves, though, Blake. Wow.
Hold on. We have a calf on the line. Thank you, calf.